Thank you. You're listening to KRVS 88.7 FM Lafayette, Lake Charles. Listener-supported public radio for Acadiana. Find us on Facebook at KRVS Public Media.
And you're listening to Passport to Modern Jazz. I'm DeJama Gagne. And we got a hot session, a hot evening tonight with some great new releases. But last but not least, we heard from the Art Ensemble of Chicago doing Toto from album of the 70s, the Paris Sessions that we have on an Arista Freedom sampler that is for radio airplay only, not for sale, and has a great lineup of Archie Shepp, Charles Tolliver, Randy Weston, Mal Waldron, Albert Ayler, Julius Hemphill, Art Ensemble of Chicago, and Anthony Braxton. And, of course, in the Art Ensemble of Chicago, Lester Bowie, trumpet percussion, Roscoe Mitchell, alto sax percussion, Joseph Jarman, soprano saxophone and percussion, and the greatly loved Malachi Favors on bass. Before that, we heard from Ravi Coltrane, who is running a couple of bands on his new album. And we heard Rhodes Cross with, in this band, Louis Perdomo on piano, Drew Gress on bass, and E.J. Strickland on drums. Also in this band, and the producer is, helping production is Joe Lovano and Ralph Alessi, Jerry Allen, James Guinness, Eric Harlan. And this is his first for Blue Note and his sixth album as a leader. The album is called Spirit Fiction. Before that, young man breaking ground for himself on trumpet, Christian Scott, and we're listening to Christian Atunde Ajua, the title of the album. We heard Van Gogh Interlude with Lawrence Field and Christian Scott wrote, and before that we heard Danziger. And Christian Scott, of course, from New Orleans, and Uncle, last week we were talking about this album and previewed some of his work with his uncle, Donald Harrison Jr., which you can catch on Tremé, great saxophone player and part of the Mardi Gras Indian families with his dad, and part of those families too, but very modern jazz. This album also has Matthew Stevens on guitar, Lawrence Fields on keyboards, Christopher Keith Foon on bass, and Jameer Williams on drums. Van Gogh, the interlude, I guess speaks for itself. Danziger is a title. I guess he's written for his great management team of Ivory Daniel and Kevin Zinger for regime management. And he's all over. He's doing a whole bunch of different projects. I think he's almost, I don't know how far past this he is, but he's on to other things. He's very, very excellent, excellent young musician. Born in 1983, and all his sessions seem to be just great, and his albums as a leader, too. That would make him around 29, 30. Great jazz musician, great concepts, and this album is a great concept, and one that is going to be maybe one of the best albums he ever did. Oh, I would highly recommend it. It's got a lot of music on it and a lot of concepts on it. Christian Atunde Ajua. And returning to the New Universe Music Festival 2010, which just got released last year, we're going to hear from Jimmy Kering band and with Neil Fountain, Matt Slocum, and Jeff Sipe. And this is called Rainbow. Thank you.
Vous êtes à l'écoute de KRVS 88.7 FM Lafayette Lac-Charles. This is Public Radio for Acadiana. KRVS 88.7 FM Lafayette Lake Charles.
Thank you.
a set of three guitars going backwards, we heard from Jim Hall from his 1975 CTI album Concierto, where he does the Concierto de Aranjuez. But side one has three standards, and we listened to the Cole Porter tune, You'd Be So Nice to Come Home To. Some heavyweights on this album, as you can tell from the improvisation. Jim Hall, of course, on guitar, and the Well for all guitarists, with Roland Hanna on piano, great solo. Ron Carter, and you can tell the interplay between Jim Hall and Ron Carter that they have worked a few gigs together. And then on drums, incredibly, maybe not so incredibly, is Steve Gadd. On trumpet, Chet Baker, and then another old, I don't know how many albums they made together, or how many sessions they did, Paul Desmond on alto sax. So I say, boom. Before that, the only person that I could think of playing after Jimmy Caron is Cheryl Bailey. And we heard Nardis from her Little Misunderstood. Great guitar, Cheryl Bailey. I love her style and attitude. Then before that, we heard from Jimmy Caron and guitarist, and you're listening to the New Universe Music Festival at the Lincoln Theater in Raleigh, North Carolina. That is just it's just great. The people on it and the bands, McLaughlin's on it. It's Abstract Logic live, and with Jimmy Herring's group, Jimmy Herring on guitar, is Matt Slocum on keyboards, Jeff Sipe on drums, and Neil Fountain on bass, and they appear with Alex Machacek on another one of the cuts. So really great. So three guitar cuts. There you go. There you go, Sha. Oh, what's up? We're going to go back to that festival and listen to I've Gone Green, So It Takes Me Time to Dial Up All My Information. We're going to listen to Vignesh Kirtanam with Rajiv Baro, a drummer, and Bala Bhaskar. When you're listening to Passport to Modern Jazz, I'm Djamo Gagne. We'll be right back. Raji Bhatto and Bala Bhaskar on violin with some programming. Vignesh Kirtanam from the New Universe Music Festival 2010. What a great record. I'm Dejan Magagne. This is Passport to Modern Jazz.